What's up, everybody? Nice to see y'all again. Yeah, we were on the field, strength and conditioning, lifted, did the whole nine. I mean, yeah, just to get new guys in the building with us. And like you said at the beginning, I don't really watch college football anymore, so I'm not too dialed in on who's who and things like that. But I got a chance to watch everybody's film, and yeah, I'm excited for everybody to get in here.
When you say got a chance to watch everybody's film, are you like pulling up on YouTube as the guys are getting drafted, or how are you watching everybody's film?
It was kind of after the whole process was done, after all, everybody got signed and things like that. Yeah, YouTube, look up everybody's name. Say it again. A big stature guy, could throw the ball, and I'll make all my other judgments when he gets here.
How much of you
a good amount of it. A lot going in right now. It's pretty basic information, things like that, but I think I got a good idea of what we're trying to do on offense as far as running the ball and things like that.
What that is?
Just be the enforcer, know how to run the ball, more outside zone heavy, not just straight gap scheme, things like that. So just more plethora of runs and just different schemes to run it out of.
What's it been like getting to know Antonio Gibson? What can he add to the
offense? Oh, yeah, it's my guy already. You know, he fits in very well, just, you know, inside football and outside, just cool guy, could run the ball, could catch the ball out the backfield, could pass block. You know, he could do it all, so can't wait to work with him.
I didn't hear your earlier questions of Jacoby
Brissett.
How would you describe
his leadership style? Oh, yeah, you said it. He's just a leader, just a born leader, I feel like. Haven't been around him long, but, you know, he gets everybody in place and just makes sure everyone knows what they're doing on and off the field. Great guy.
It's like having already been in the system once, does that kind of show when he talks at all? Like, can some of you guys tell, like, oh, he's been here before?
Yeah, and yes, the Cleveland offense, essentially. So yeah, he's been over there, so he's more familiar than a lot of us are. So he helps us out a lot.
How does the emphasis on outside zone kind of change your job or your approach at
home? We didn't really run too much outside zone last year, so just, you know, outside zone is actually a play you have to run and know how to run. It's not just another play you could just go out there and, like, a gap scheme, you kind of go out there and just run the play. But outside zone, you need reps at it just to know how the lineman is getting off and just their angles and things like that. So it's going to be we're going to work on it all throughout OTAs and camp.
Forgive me for not knowing, but did you do much of that in college?
Yeah, we did a lot of that in college.
Yesterday, getting to see someone that you got drafted with, Christian Barmore, get a contract extension.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I think it's just from our draft class, just me and him, huh? So, yeah, it's huge. Glad he got that. Excited for him. And I know he's going to, you know, put that work in on the field.
Is that something you'd like to see for yourself? Would you like to get a contract extension, this season, this offseason, before?
Yeah, I'll say you know, I love Boston. I love the Patriots. I love the organization. And, yeah, I'd love to be here for, you know, countless amount of years.
When we asked Elliot and Rod before they struck deals with Big Mike and Kyle Tucker, they said, yeah, they've been in contact. We're hoping to keep them. What contact have your agents had, if any at all, with them about extension?
I think, you know, draft just ended, so I think those talks may or may not ramp up after the draft.
Elliot also talked about wanting to weaponize the offense this a couple months ago, but Ravens is over, drafts is over. How would you describe the guys you have on offense? Do you feel it's enough?
Yeah, any team I'm on, the guys I go to work with every day, I feel like that's enough. Just you know, being successful and just doing it. That's where we're at right now. I feel like you said, we have the weapons. We have what we need, is just putting it on the field and just being disciplined every day and putting our best foot forward.
The draft, selected seven offensive players, you know, out of eight. Is that, do you guys just need a sense of optimism? You know, obviously, the team is investing on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise or anything. You know, the offense hasn't been up to par the last couple of years, so I think, you know, Elliot and Gerard, you know, noticed that just like everybody else and just tried to help us out a little bit, give us some more key pieces. And, you know, it's time for us to rock now. It's all on us.
Has it been working with AVP and Taylor Embry so far? Did you have any previous connections with those guys?
No, not really, actually. But Embry, he's been great. He's been making everything easy for us and just trying to, you know, just get the basic stuff out the way. He knows we know how to run the ball. He's just enhancing what we know how to do. And he's been great. AVP, just the same. He's putting those schemes up in front of us, giving us some time to learn them, and we're going on the field trying to perfect them.
Zeke just re-signed with Dallas. I know you guys had a good connection being here last year, and you guys worked out together before. Have you gotten a chance to reach out to him after that? Or?
After it, no. Well, that just happened like yesterday, so no, not after it. But, you know, me, Zeke, we stay in contact. So, yeah, I'll probably talk to him later today.
Obviously not being up to par last year. Mm-hmm. If you could send a message to the fans this season, we're kind of hoping for that next step to be taken, what would that be?
Just, you know, bear with us. We're going to try to get it right. You know, new people on the offense side of the ball, new coaches, new scheme. We're just going to try to get it going.
We haven't talked to him yet. How's David Anderson?
My guy, DA. He's the same old DA. Came back, chopped his hair off, though. Chopped the hair off. Came back a little smaller, but he's ready to work. He's ready to go. Happy he's still here. You know, he's been in the league for a ton of years now. Happy he's still ready to go and work for us.
You guys have obviously had a lot of coaching changes last year, basically since you got here. Right. How has he been kind of staying in presence throughout all that?
Yeah, he's just I know the quarterback's kind of the general, but he's kind of the general in our offense. He just knows how to be a pro, knows how this goes, you know, has some young guys on the offensive side of the room. So, yeah, he's that leader for us on and off the field, and he's doing a great job.
How would you say the sideline-to-sideline nature of this outside zone team fits your skill set versus the more, you know, downhill kind of mentality with the gap stuff you guys have been running?
We ran a lot of this at Oklahoma in college, so I'm pretty familiar with it. It's just getting my tracks back right and things like that. But I like the outside zone, getting the defense running and, you know, one cut and go. So when you hear outside zone, you kind of think of, yeah, get the ball outside, but it's not really like that. It's stretching outside to go back upfield. Mm-hmm.
Along with maybe some of the guys you talked to in the locker room to
see him return for another season. Yeah, because you know, I seen Twitter and the media things like that saying he might retire. Never heard it from his mouth though, so I never really, you know, kind of believed it all the way. So just to see him here on day one of OTA is ready to work is great, and I can't wait to work with him.
What's been your favorite moment with Alex Van Pelt so far?
Favorite moment is all the runs he's putting in, to be honest, and just how he's trying to scheme them up. Scheme the runs up, make everything run action, pass action, everything look the same, just marry them up.
What does that mean, though, scheme up the runs? I get what you're saying, the play action is going to look exactly as the outside zone, whatever you're trying to call it, mm-hmm. until one or two things happen. So scheming up the runs specifically, what does that mean?
Just getting everybody in position. Like, sometimes we might need an F to go up on the line, things like that. Just scheming it up the right way. Just knowing if there's a big DN on that end, we might need to not run a weak side run on that guy. So things like that.
Appreciate it.